Hey guys, Jonathan with you once again. I just want to share a little insight with you from today's Instagram post. Now, I posted that the fastest way out of stress is to impose order on chaos. So last week, I was dealing with a lot of stuff. I had a heap of stuff happening. As you know, I got a lot of travel. I was in Canada Monday, back in Australia by Tuesday. And a whole bunch of stuff mounts up. I'm doing my third master's degree. So I have like tons of stuff happening. And even I get stressed. In fact, if I was completely honest, I can get stressed pretty easily. Historically, I have, you know, really wrestled with this like so many of us have. But I had a clear sense last week that what we really need to do is impose order on chaos. Sometimes people think they can just live with chaos indefinitely. It just doesn't work that way. Like, I think the more that we can structure our environments, the more that you can build predictability and certainty into your environment within your control, right? So the stuff that you can do within your control, because one of the fastest ways to get really stressed is to try and control the stuff that you can't actually control. The weather, aspects of health, global events. So we don't waste our time on that. But there is a lot of stuff that we can control. So interestingly, what I did was I just began to just make some decisions that I've been putting off for a while. You know, we get busy and sometimes decision points can sort of really mount up, things that we should have hit, that we should have got onto, that we actually didn't. So I started to just knock off this whole list of small things that needed to be addressed. One of the classic ones was I went upstairs in my house and I went to my sock drawer. And I just got every single sock and put in a massive pile and just found all the matching pairs and got rid of all the ones that weren't matching and just got rid of them. It was this small thing, but it was a really good metaphor for me to basically get rid of all the stuff that just I didn't want around me. I wanted order in the chaos. So that was the start, and then I began to make a whole bunch of other decisions, and I noticed that over a few days, sort of order began to descend, and you get a bit of calm back into your life. So that's all I wanted to say to you today. Where's the chaos in your life right now? Which aspects of the chaos can you actually control? Get to work on the controllables. You know, this goes back to the famous Stephen Covey book, which was all around, you know, that we have our circle of influence and our circle of concern. Now, you may be concerned about climate change. You may be concerned about the global economy, but you really can't do a great deal to deal with those. But you have a circle of influence, the things in your life that you can actually control. So that's it for today. Impose order on chaos. Where is the chaos in your life? And make decisions. Take action. So often we just get paralyzed. We just kind of let stuff mount up. I do this and I'm learning, you know, and I really want to tell you this works, that if you attack the chaos, you can really change stuff. So I hope that's a blessing to you. Please go and check out the links below. If you'd like me to come and talk at your conference, your event, work with me personally, please reach out. But for now, go to work on that chaos. I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.